Does your radio station really need a new website, or do you just need a better plan? Well, there are some website changes that you get to plan, and there are others that get planned for you. For example, your website developer may decide to quit or stops responding to your inquiries. Or your provider announces that they're shutting down. Perhaps the company that you're with gets bought and your monthly price is about to jump. Perhaps a particular product you depend on is being discontinued. That happens as well. Maybe it's none of these. And maybe just somebody at the station just gets a wild hair, gets fed up with some of the limitations that they're used to and say, you know what? We need a new website. Well, that's usually when the search begins. And I think that's probably the worst time to decide that you actually need a new website. You're suddenly looking at website companies and WordPress themes, DIY platforms, and all these pricing sheets to see what everybody has to offer and how much everything's going to be, all while a clock may be ticking. The natural tendency is to compare what you have with against what everybody else has to offer, you know, or what they're trying to sell you. Does this platform have contests, events calendar? How much storage do we need to get? Does it include an app? What about how does streaming interact with that? All these kinds of things. Can we get six, you know, ads on the homepage, or are we just limited to just a couple? These are all legitimate questions, but I don't think they need to be the first questions that you're asking. Before deciding where your website should go next, I've spent a little bit more time trying to figure out where you want your audience to go next and be involved with your station online. So start with your listener, not the platform. Let's forget your current website for a moment. Just picture in your mind that your website, and then just picture a blank page or whatever. What do you want somebody to in your community to do when they interact with your radio station online? Now, obviously, it's listen to the radio station, but maybe you want them coming back for local news every morning. Maybe you want them signing up for a daily newsletter, entering contests, getting weather alerts through your mobile app, checking high school football scores on Friday night, finding local events this weekend, and maybe even getting push notifications when something important happens. Now, that's a much different conversation than what website company should we use, right? Because you're putting the listener first. If local news is important to your digital strategy and helping your listeners be engaged with your radio station, for example, then the system that you choose should make publishing local news ridiculously easy. If your station does 20 remotes and community events every month, you should probably look into a good platform that's good for promoting events before they happen and maybe getting photos of those events and other different kinds of content with those remotes and events on your website afterwards. All right. So although that has to be easy, if your mobile app is important, don't just ask, do they have an app? Almost everybody has an app or can integrate with an app, but ask how their app works with everything else that you're doing for your listeners. If somebody publishes a news story on the website, can that become a push notification? If you add a contest, does it appear within the mobile app also, or do I have to go to one platform to put this there and another platform to put this there? I mean, are you maintaining one digital ecosystem or creating something that somebody at the station has to remember to update once they do one thing here, then now they need to go over here and do something else? The same goes for newsletters. Having a newsletter feature isn't particularly useful if creating the newsletter every week is such a pain that nobody wants to do it. So that's why I think that you have to define what you want your audience to experience and what your staff is capable of before you start comparing the tools that provide it. Sometimes the problem isn't your provider. I mean, I've seen stations that become frustrated with a website because, you know, their traffic isn't growing or, you know, the site feels stale or they aren't making any money from their website. So the assumption becomes, well, we need a new website. Well, maybe they do. But a different platform isn't going to fix a content problem. If your station only publishes three news stories a month, and I mean, moving those news stories to a prettier website isn't going to dramatically change your traffic. if nobody promotes the website on air now, well, the brand new website isn't going to fix that either. So, I mean, if your newsletter has 400 subscribers because nobody has promoted signing up for the newsletter in the last 2 years, switching email platforms or doing something different on the website is not going to magically turn that 400 into 4,000 subscribers. Before replacing something, ask specifically what is not working. The question could save you a tremendous amount of money and aggravation. Maybe the website is actually doing everything you need it to, but nobody's taking the time to learn all of its features or ask those questions. You know, can this website do this? Maybe you need to just change your workflow a little bit. Maybe somebody at the station needs to take ownership of digital content, like the digital content director that we've talked about in previous episodes. Maybe you need to ask your existing provider, hey, is there an easier way to do this? Because we learned how to do it on our last platform this way. And so we thought that it was just the same across every platform. Not necessarily. You might discover that there is a new way and a better way and an easier way to do the specific things that you're wanting to do. I get that almost every time that we give a website demo. Oh, I didn't know that we could actually have done it this way before. All right. So now you've identified an actual requirement for whatever comes next. Once you realize that, hey, do we really need to switch? Or are we just not asking the right questions? So, and then some will maybe go in the DIY route. Now, DIY isn't automatically a step backwards. So please don't think that we're saying that. I also don't think that the progression always needs to be going from a DIY website, then eventually graduating to a website provider. Not necessarily, not at all. I mean, there are stations where going the other direction and just going DIY makes perfect sense for what they are wanting to do with their listeners online. Maybe you have somebody on staff who knows a platform like WordPress extremely well. And so maybe your needs have become unusual enough that managing a site yourself gives you more flexibility. I mean, that's perfectly okay. Maybe you're, you know, paying a lot of money for services that you don't use anymore. Perfectly okay in going the DIY route. Now, if you have the people, knowledge, and time to management, DIY might be the best solution for you. But just be careful of that word time, because the question isn't whether someone at your station can actually build and maintain a website. The question is whether that's going to be the best use of their time, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. I mean, it's pretty easy to get excited about saving a monthly fee when you're building a new DIY website. It's a little bit different when something breaks on a Saturday morning, WordPress needs update, the SSL certificate has a problem, the stream player stops working for whatever reason, and the person who built it is gone. They're at another job somewhere else. DIY can absolutely work for you. I'm not saying that it can't. Just be sure that you calculate in the cost in more than just the dollars that you're saving. Now, the same can be said for choosing a provider as well. If you're moving from DIY to a provider network like Skyrocket Radio, and there are others out there, don't automatically look for whoever offers the longest feature list. Look for the best fit for what you've decided that you're trying to accomplish with your listeners online. Maybe your station doesn't need 150 features. Maybe it only needs 12 or 3 that work extremely well and that your staff can actually use. I really invite you to pay particular attention to the friction involved with your staff in doing specific things. So if there's something that your station does, you know, that nobody else does, like maybe, you know, like a swap shop or something like that, and they want to put that online, which service makes that the easiest for you to do? How many steps does it take to publish something? How many different systems does your staff have to log into? If you publish something for your website, what else can happen with that content? Can it feed the app as well? Can it feed the newsletter? Can it be shared on social media or somewhere else? I mean, every additional step sounds insignificant when when somebody's demonstrating it to you. Those steps can be a much bigger deal when you're asking, you know, a busy morning show host, salesperson, or a news director to do them every single day. I mean, the best technology usually isn't the technology with the most buttons. It's the technology that your staff will consistently use with ease and possibly even save them some time and allow them to do other things. Don't wait until you're forced to decide. This may be the biggest takeaway from today. You shouldn't wait for your email saying that your provider is shutting down in 30 days, or your developer is leaving, or you're finally frustrated with that developer not getting back with you. You know, decide what your station needs digitally to serve your audience. I mean, at least once or twice a year, sit down and look at your entire digital operation. Look how many people are using the website. What are they clicking on? What are they using most often? Look at your streaming numbers from both the app and on the website and other things. Look at your app downloads, your active users. Look at your newsletter subscriber count, the open rates, the clicks. Look at the push notifications. Are people actually clicking on them, or are they, silencing them? Look at how many what content people are actually consuming on both your website and your mobile app. What are they clicking on when they come from Facebook? All of those metrics, and we've outlined some of those in different podcast episodes on the metrics to actually track, whether it be your newsletter count and your website analytics and your mobile app downloads and stuff like that. But ask of those different metrics what you want those numbers to look like a year from now. If you want twice as many newsletter subscribers, that's a goal. If you want the website to become the place people in town check for school closings, that's a goal. If you want more listeners to your app, that's a goal. Now look at your technology and then ask whether it's helping or preventing you from getting to those goals. That's a much better reason for you to change. So ask the question before shopping for the answer. That's a big takeaway from today, because there will always be another website platform out there, another app company, another newsletter service, another shiny piece of software promising to transform your digital operation. And some of them are pretty fantastic. But changing technology simply because something newer exists can create just as many problems as staying with something that you've outgrown. Sometimes the right decision is moving from DIY to a provider. Sometimes it's moving from one provider to another. And sometimes it's bringing everything back in-house and doing it DIY. And sometimes the smartest decision is keeping exactly what you have, just using it better. I mean, you won't know which one of these makes sense until you know what you're trying to accomplish with your listeners. So before asking, do we need a new website? I'd ask you a different question. What do we want our audience to be able to do with us digitally that they can't easily do today? And once you answer that, figuring out the technology, it's going to become a whole lot easier. All right. So I hope this information has helped you. If it has, please give a like, share it out with a radio colleague or two. And hey, if you are shopping for a new website provider, make a plan on what you want to accomplish and compare it with what we have to offer at skyrocketradio.com. And you will surely have questions, and we'd love to help be your guide on that. And hey, we are perfectly okay telling you if a better fit for your particular situation can be found somewhere else. I mean, we have preferred radio stations elsewhere, and we're happy to do that. Whatever works best for your particular situation, because we don't want to have somebody come on board with us and then be unhappy with, thinking that they thought we offered this, but no, we actually offered something else and that sort of thing. So we want to do whatever is best for you. Hey, have an awesome week online, making your radio station better. See you next time.